Show me the incentive and I'll show you the result. Let's see the results right now.
Oh! Oh, she's still in the TV! Wait! Bruh, you're moving too slow! Jump in that mother! She left my shoe. Wait. Oh my God.
This is outside of a Portland Walmart. The woman was stealing a TV and was cheered on by the onlookers. This is the dissolution of society. Now, back to the original quote, show me the incentives and I'll show you the results. What incentives or disincentives have been taking place that has led to such behavior? What is the ultimate result? Well, they basically decriminalized shoplifting in Oregon, Portland, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. You are seeing the results as massive numbers of people begin to steal from their local suppliers of goods and commodities. And they are driving these people out of business. Walmart just announced that they were going to close their final two stores in Portland. What is this going to do? This is going to drive the cost of goods up. All of the theft is paid for by the community because it costs X amount to bring in the goods and services and sell them. And when you have theft, that has to be made up with higher prices. And if Walmart is unable to keep stores open because of the lawlessness that was incentivized by the woke district attorney, Mike Schmidt, who has released all rioting charges, 90%, destroyed the police department by making them unappreciated. Part of the pay of being a policeman, a cop, is not necessarily the low salary. That's not the incentive, but rather the respect that you get when you take away that from them. That disincentivizes people from to join the police department. And it allows criminals to run rampant because the police realize that the efforts that they are going to undertake to arrest somebody will only lead to their demise because the woke DA is going to prosecute them if they do anything slightly wrong. But these people are allowed to assault the police, as we saw during the summer of 2020. Walmart shutting down is going to lead to higher costs. It's just gutting Portland as a city. People are going to have to buy their groceries at Safeway, at other places that still will remain open, that of course will jack up their prices because they and society have to pay for the shoplifting of others. This is going on, and I could have chosen any number of shoplifting videos that have been proliferating on Twitter to explain this to you, but it is rampant and it is so easy to destroy rather than to build. And all of these people that think that their heart is in the right place and want to decriminalize shoplifting and say that if somebody needs an X good are merely removing the disincentive for shoplifting. They are normalizing it, and thus you are destroying stores that took time to create, to put food on the shelves, to put the items like the TV that was being stolen in that video, and all that time that it took to produce and the energy. And they are using this short-sighted measure of compassion, of empathy for the criminals that they are supporting, and destroying the ethos of hard work and production that makes society like ours possible. And if you continue to vote for this, if you continue to vote for these leftists and Democrats that want to do this, you are going to see the destruction of society as the Soviet Union wanted, which was explained by Yuri Bezmenov in his 1983 speech, where they are subverting the United States. And this is, of course, being furthered by China, by sending us fentanyl, killing off Americans, sending money to Black Lives Matter, and having us war with each other over race. And this, of course, is the end result, is that society crumbles. So do we have some Saudi-style system where you cut off the hand of a shoplifter? And guess what? You can leave your wallet out in the car with a big neon sign pointing down that says cash here, and nobody is going to steal your wallet. But this, again, is the destruction of the West, of our society, and it's just being on display here. So if you want this, if you want to vote for the destruction of the United States and your society, and for you to pay higher prices, all you Portlandites, you San Franciscoites, you LA people, go ahead. This is what you get, and you deserve it, because it's so apparent to everybody who's paying the remotest amount of attention.